Heather Leverage from the Conservatory of the Ozarks, but she is also here. What she's actually here for is as a representative of the Springfield Regional Opera Guild. Now, who did you bring with you?
This is Carolyn Hoffman. She's the president of the Opera Guild this year.
All right. And the Opera Guild, of course, is in business to support SRO and help with fundraising for SRO. And one of the company's biggest fundraisers of the year is taking place tomorrow at the Tower Club.
Right.
Right.
I'll let you all go ahead and introduce it.
Sure. It's a really great event. This is actually the 18th annual Hat Luncheon. So it's been going on for a long time. It's one of our best fundraisers every year.
I always wondered how the concept of the Hat Luncheon came about. I don't know if anybody, if you two have enough history
remember.
To know.
Yeah.
I have
remember.
No idea.
How long have you been in the Guild?
I've been in it about 8 years. I've also served on the board, but right now I'm doing the Guild mainly. And so we do the Hat Luncheon, and we support the opera, and there are other things we have going on.
Well, I spent, 15 years on the board.
Oh,
they
really?
couldn't get rid of me, or they wouldn't rotate me off. You know, but so I have a long history with SRO myself. The Hat Luncheon is both a fun event for anybody in the general public to come in wearing your favorite hat. There are prizes awarded for the best hat, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that is let's say two of the major draws are the food mm-hmm. from the good folks at the Tower Club, but also the fact that you have talented young singers
right.
performing and entertaining all the way through the hour and a half of the event. It goes on from 11:30 to 1 tomorrow in the Sunset Room at the Tower Club at 901 St. Louis Street. And I had just seen the email that you got from Sean Spires at SRO that some of his young singers had to drop out because they had other commitments here at MSU. So, mm-hmm. but you're going to, I guess you're filling in with all Conservatory of the Ozarks voice students?
Conservatory of the Ozarks voice students will be performing during the prelude from 11 to 11:30 while people are finding their seats and viewing the amazing silent auction items.
Yes.
And then...
I haven't mentioned the silent auction yet.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the best parts.
Yeah.
We have all hat-themed gift baskets for the silent auction, which is really fun, and other items as well.
Right. Like we have a Kentucky Derby basket.
Carolyn's
that
in charge of that one.
Mint julep cups mm-hmm. and Kentucky bourbon in it and various other things. It should be good. A little mint, things to make your mint juleps.
Brighten your day.
And also a Springfield Cardinals basket, mm-hmm. which will include tickets to
and a baseball hat.
There you go.
To yes. fit yes. the theme.
Of course.
And we have a shower cap spa day basket with gift certificates for spa services from Adrian Walker at Needful Things. That's going to be one of the best baskets probably. Go
right.
get like a facial or whatever. But we do have SRO young artists performing
yes.
as well.
Actually, Genevieve, during the luncheon. After the luncheon.
Yeah. Genevieve Folks, she teaches at the conservatory, and she's also an SRO young artist, and she was in the last production. She was Susanna, and she did a great job. Mm. And then Rebecca Claiborne, who I think just auditioned and is new.
Oh,
right?
She's wonderful. In fact, people might be familiar with her. She's a graduate of Kickapoo. Mm. She actually sang last night with the Texas Tenors. We had a special event there. And she is amazing.
We were just hearing how amazing her audition was. She just blew them away.
And our piano player also, you want to say,
yeah.
she is also wonderful.
Shelley DiMartini. She teaches piano at the conservatory, and she plays actually at the Tower Club for their dinner music, just like normally. But she's also the pianist for this event, and she's incredible. She can play for hours with no music in front of her somehow. She said to me once, I think that she has 2 hours of piano dinner music memorized.
Good.
I don't know how she did
Good
that.
Grief.
Like, how do you keep all that in your head?
She plays by ear in addition to
by note. Yeah,
reading
she can
music,
do everything.
Do
It's a nice symbiotic relationship now that SRO has with the Conservatory of the Ozarks, since you're on the guild and a major player at Conservatory of the Ozarks, that there's now a connection between the two companies.
Hopefully it works out well. I mean, I love for my students, especially the younger ones, to see opera singers. It's difficult to find opportunities for that in the Ozarks.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's fair to say. And so it's great for my young students to be able to go see opera singers singing, which SRO provides that opportunity, and they're really the only place that does on a regular basis. And hopefully we do what we can to benefit SRO. It's a great performance opportunity for my students. And yeah, the conservatory is a big supporter of SRO for sure.
Well, now for the prelude before lunch from 11 to 11:30, you have folks ranging from age 5 to adult from
yes.
Conservatory of the Ozarks.
Yes. Yeah, we have some musical theater pieces, especially from the younger kids, and then we have some art songs and arias from some of the adult students. So it'll be fun. They've been working hard preparing, and I try to have them – it doesn't always work out, but I try to have them pick a piece that can have a hat involved. And so, like, Andy Quinn, he's singing Oh, What a Beautiful Morning from Oklahoma, and he's wearing a cowboy hat.
Of course.
Yes. So
you know, those you can select things like that. They work out quite well. I did not print out the menu. So I don't know if you have that with you or not.
I can tell you all about the menu.
I did not print that out, but I know that it was part of the package that you sent me.
That's a big part of it. Yeah, you get a gourmet 3-course meal provided by the amazing chefs of the Tower Club. The first course is a spinach salad with blue cheese, candied walnuts, mandarin oranges, and house-made dressing. And the entree is either roasted sirloin with mushroom demi-glaze with Duchess potatoes and vegetable medley, or lemon chicken with wild rice and vegetable medley. And then for the dessert, you get to choose either chocolate gâteau cake or lemon cake. So pretty delicious.
And again, this is a big major annual fundraiser for Springfield Regional Opera to fund what that company does for the area. Tickets are $40 each, and ticket information is available by calling SRO at 863-1960 or call Conservatory of the Ozarks at 592-1756. And
yes, it's pretty full, but we do have room for up to 10 more people.
Okay.
That Tower Club said we could squeeze in 10 more without getting in trouble and without anybody going hungry. So,
and without violating any fire laws.
Right, yeah.
That's the other thing. There are probably 10 more positions, 10 more seats available for the SRO 18th Annual SRO Guild Hat Luncheon, the fundraiser for Springfield Regional Opera, tomorrow from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Sunset Room at the Tower Club on St. Louis Street at Hammonds Parkway. It's a $40 ticket, 863-1960, or Conservatory of the Ozarks at 592-1756. Anybody prepared to say what's actually next for SRO after the hat luncheon? What's coming up for the company?
Carolyn wrote it.
October 18th, yes, Queen City Masquerade. It's kind of our kickoff for the season.
Wait, is it the 28th?
October 28th.
Yeah.
It is a Friday night.
Let me check that and make sure. Yes, it is. I was looking at the calendar there. Okay.
At the Old Glass Place on St. Louis.
Yes.
We're going to have an 86-piece orchestra.
Oh, good heavens.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Huge.
Springfield Ballet will be performing. There will be ballroom dancing. So we have a variety of music. One of the features of the thing is Michael Spires, locally grown, world famous tenor, will be singing. He's actually our leader for the opera here.
Yes.
We're so fortunate to have him. And Jennifer Forney, he'll be familiar with people around this area. So that is the next thing after this.
It'll be a beautiful event.
Yes. And I don't know. I think it's $25. It's going to be hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not sure.
Well, you can go to sropera.org or Springfield Regional Opera's Facebook page and see information about that, or call 863-1960. Now, will little brother Sean be hosting tomorrow?
Little brother Sean.
Yes.
Yes.
He's going to kill me for calling him that.
Yes. He will probably be performing a little bit also
yes,
tomorrow,
no
but
doubt.
He hasn't told us what he's going to do.
See, that's they are such
a
double threat. I mean, Sean is here, and he is the education director for SRO. Is that correct? I believe that's correct.
He has a lot of hats.
Yeah, he wears a lot of hats, but Michael has to be not on the road, but basically in the air, flying to and from Europe to perform, and he has been able to leave the company in very capable hands with his brother, who is basically keeping things going, and while Michael can't be here, so.
And their mother, who actually
yes.
writes, she wrote the play for the education tour
mm-hmm.
for first and second graders last year that they do, and they're working on the new one for this coming year, so mm-hmm. a lot going on.
And I guess Tara still puts her hand in.
Yes, she does.
So, because they're raising kids here in. And they came back here to raise their family, and Michael is your administrative and artistic director of SRO now. So it's a family affair over there, and they would like you to be a part of their family by being one of the 10 or 12 other people. Well, let's say at least 10 that they can fit more that they can fit into the Tower Club's Sunset Room tomorrow for the 18th annual Hat Luncheon Silent Auction performance by Conservatory of the Ozarks and SRO Young Artist Voices, and a great dinner or a great lunch, I should say. It is $40. It is a fundraiser for SRO, 863-1960, or call Conservatory of the Ozarks for information at 592-1756. Tickets will be available at the door. Is that correct?
I think we can do a couple at the door.
We can do, but if we had a rush, we really need to know
yeah.
if people call.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But, I mean, they'll have to actually pay their admission at the door.
They can pay. Oh, yeah, they can pay at the
right.
door.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, all right. Thanks to SRO Guild President Carolyn Hoffman and SRO Guild member and director of Conservatory of the Ozarks, Heather Leverage, coming and talking about the hat lunch. Sorry we couldn't get you in earlier, but...
We're
good.
Well, especially, now that you say you only have room for 10 more people, I guess you didn't need us in the first place. All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.